want to have a quick chat about the power of positive thinking, and it's all going to be okay. So, I was thinking about it. I saw a little video last night that was a good reminder about this topic and how I want to operate for myself and how I can try to do this in my own life, because I believe in the power of language a lot, but I just don't apply that to myself very often, the power of positive thinking, and I need to do that, and I need to remember that, and I know that I can project things like self-fulfilling prophecies and stuff, and I want to do stuff like that in a positive way, right? I'm just thinking that this was applicable because I'm just like, man, I'm tired. Like, every morning, I'm tired. And I keep saying I'm tired rather than being like, I'm feeling tired, or like, I didn't get as much sleep as I wanted to, or just whatever. There's other ways I could word it, and rather than saying I am tired, I don't want to ignore the reality either. I still want to be honest and say, like, I didn't have a great sleep, and I'm not as rested as I wanted to be, but I'm okay, and I'm going to move throughout the day and do what I need to do, and it's all going to be fine. I'm awake right now, so, and this kind of switches into that everything's going to be okay thing really quick, it's a quick shift, but that is something that I like. That's something that I have more in the forefront than like just power positive thinking, but I just forget to pull it out, but it's there way more often than I think about it. It's just like, it's gonna be okay. I need to think about it way more, like on a daily basis, like it's gonna be okay. Because I just think, like, if I'm alive right now, it's gonna be okay. Because there's opportunity to turn things around. There's opportunity, like, if nothing is final yet, there's opportunity for things to change and be positive and be good, and therefore it's all going to be okay. Or just saying it's okay right now, or it's going to be, I don't know. I think that simple thing helps me, and I have like friends who are just like really nihilistic, so they're just like, yeah, of course it's going to be okay, like nothing everything's okay all the time, period. Like, and I'm like, okay, well, I don't believe in the nihilism views that you do, but I do connect on that aspect, that I need to kind of operate a little more with that in the forefront and in the present of just being, hey, it's all going to be okay. It is going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Like, whatever, right? Because I think that if you're going to lean to one side completely, this side is a better way to be than the opposite. And being in the middle, it's too vague for me. I don't know how to explain all that. I just don't, saying it's all going to be okay does not deny the honesty of the situation and what's happening, and that it's horrible and it sucks and that a lot of things could go wrong. But what is okay, right? Like, what, I guess that depends on what is okay with you. And like, there's a lot of things that would not be okay with me were they to happen, but I'm like, hey, it is going to be fine. Like, things are going to work out. I just need to do this and this and this, and these things really suck. Or the fact that I have to think about what to do sucks, and the situation I'm in is really not cool, and I want to be done with it, and I'm anxious, but it's going to be okay. This is not going to last forever, right? This too shall pass, right? I don't think that you have to ignore the reality and just be like, serenity now. Like, I think that you can say it's going to be okay because it will be okay, because you will be okay. And I think, I don't know, I don't think there's a denial there. I don't think, because I don't believe in that. I don't believe in just like this type of optimism that ignores truth. And I think that just using that it's going to be okay and believing that and understanding that does not have to be a lie. It doesn't have to be an untruth. I think that it can be legitimate for sure. And I think that that's what I need to start doing, and just pay more attention to how I'm speaking to myself so that I'm not projecting things that I don't need to. And it's like with the sleep thing. If I wake up and I'm, man, I'm so tired, I'm exhausted, blah, 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 blah. First of all, that's like right in the morning, that's what I'm putting into my day, and like, I don't need to do that. But also, I can just save that for later when it's actually happening. Like, I can be like, man, I didn't get as much sleep. Like, I am tired right now, or I'm feeling tired right now. And then it's like, but I'll get through the day. And then, like I don't want to say in advance, I'm totally going to fall asleep later. I'm going to have such a hard time. Like, just leave that for later. And if later on I'm falling asleep, then I'll be like, oh, man, I'm falling asleep right now. Like, this is brutal. But I don't want to project that in advance. Anyway, I guess that's a little reminder on positive thinking. Just a little nugget that I've been thinking about today that I do want to employ more in my life, and I think that it holds power. I think that, I mean, just like a placebo holds power, right? Like, if you believe in it, the mind is a wonderful thing, and it's also a horrible thing, but it's a powerful thing. There we go. The mind is a powerful thing.